Chapter 5.
Looks like she stepped out of a magazine. More than friends. Don't say I didn't tell you.
Rosanna's words echoed in Darcy's mind as she made her way to Miss York's Algebra 2 class. Even as she sat down at a desk in the center of the classroom, Darcy could barely hear what the teacher was saying over the sound of Brisanna's voice in her head. She was remembering Hakeem's strange behavior at Nico's when she felt someone tap her shoulder.
"Yo, pay attention, she's calling you," a voice said.
Darcy turned around to see Roiland Bailey sitting in the desk behind her. He nodded toward the front of the room.
"Huh?"
Darcy asked in confusion. She glanced forward and noticed the whole class staring at her. Miss York, the pear-shaped woman sitting at the teacher's desk, raised her eyebrows. She held a red pen in her hand, and a black notebook was open in front of her.
"I think you should mark Darcy absent, Miss York. She's somewhere else right now," Roiland teased.
Several people in class laughed.
"Perhaps Mr. Bailey has a point," the teacher said, giving Darcy a stern look.
Darcy immediately realized what happened. She had zoned out again, this time during attendance. She could feel her face burning with embarrassment.
"I'm here, sort of," Darcy said, trying to make a joke out of what happened.
"Sorry."
"We're glad you're with us, Miss Wills," Miss York said, marking her notebook and moving on to the next person.
For the rest of the class, Darcy tried to focus on Miss York's quick review of concepts from Geometry and Algebra 1, but her mind kept wandering to Brisanna's warning and the odd way Hakeem acted the night before. The more she thought about it, the more Darcy wondered if there might be some truth to what Brisanna told her. Tara would know. She would ask her during lunch period. Or just talk to him, Darcy thought to herself. But doing so meant she would have to be honest about Brian. She'd have to admit what happened and what almost happened.
"Is everything okay, Miss Wills?" A voice suddenly disrupted her thoughts.
"Huh?"
"Class is over. Unless you wish to sit with the freshman I have next period, I suggest you go to your next class."
"Yes, ma'am," Darcy said, realizing she had done it again. "I just have a lot on my mind," she added, closing her notebook and heading towards the door.
"I can see that," the teacher nodded. "But tomorrow I expect you to actually attend my class, Miss Wills. Understand?"
"Yes, Miss York." Darcy felt the sweat beating on her forehead as she bolted out of the classroom. She had to find out the truth about Hakeem soon, before it got her fired from Scoops and flunked out of Bluford.
"Oh my God, you in here too? That's what I'm talking about,"
Tara cheered and strutted through the doorway of Darcy's third class, Chemistry. Darcy had arrived early and sat in the front row, determined to pay attention. She had no idea Tara was in the class, but as soon as she saw her, she was relieved. Now she could finally get some answers.
"We're gonna have some fun in here, girl. Just like old times back in Miss Reed's class. You gots to be my lab partner again," Tara added, dropping her shiny neon pink backpack down with a loud thud.
Darcy noticed Tara got her nails done for the first day of school. Each finger ended in a long fake nail, coated in colorful designs that sparkled with glittery polish.
"My cousin's friend hooked me up last night after we got back. Ain't they the bomb?" Tara said, spreading her thick fingers so Darcy could inspect them.
To Darcy, the nails looked like painted claws, not something she would ever wear, especially not for the lab assignments they might do in chemistry class. But she wasn't about to say anything. Her mind was on Hakeem.
"They're really nice, Tara," she said quickly, trying her best to sound sincere, though she knew Tara was too smart to be fooled.
"Listen, I need to talk to you about something serious."
"What is it, Darce? Everything okay at home?"
Tara asked, reaching to get something from her backpack. Darcy paused for a minute. She wasn't ready to go near what happened at home. It was all too much, and Brisanna's words were still fresh in her mind. She needed answers about Hakeem. Now.
"Go on, girl, spit it out."
"It's Hakeem. I think he's hiding something from me."
"Hiding something? Tara repeated, her voice a bit louder than usual.
Think about it, Tara. The summer's a long time.
What if he started seeing someone in Detroit? Darcy said, watching Tara's face for clues.
Come on, Darce. Why you gotta go there?
Tara asked, as if the idea was crazy. But there was a sad note in her voice, and she avoided looking directly into Darcy's eyes. Just then, Rosanna Meeks walked into the classroom. Darcy remained still as Rosanna strolled by and grabbed a desk two rows away without even looking in their direction. She knew Rosanna had seen her talking to Tara. Rosanna could size up a room better than anyone.
You would tell me if you knew something, right? Darcy asked, keeping her voice low.
For a second, Tara looked like she was in pain. She took a deep breath, glanced quickly at Rosanna, and then focused on Darcy.
Look, it's like I told you last night. You two need to talk. When you do, things will be all right. And no matter what happens, y'all will still be friends, right?
Darcy nearly fell out of her seat. Friends. It was the F word that meant she and Hakeem were completely over. Tara had never said it before about the two of them. She might as well have just said, "Give up, girl, it's over."
So it's true then? Darcy asked, unable to keep her voice down.
She could feel eyes watching her, but she didn't care.
He's seeing someone? Come on, Tara, what's going on?
Tara sighed, put both her hands up, and turned her head away from Darcy.
Look, I'm sorry, girl, but I don't want to be in the middle of a fight between you two. Like I said last night, you just need to talk to Hakeem. He's the one you need to speak to about this, not me.
What? Darcy gasped. That Tara said the word fight was all the proof she needed.
So all this time you knew something was going on and you hid it from me?
I knew this was going to happen, Tara said, slumping back in her chair.
Look, I'm sorry, Darcy, I mean it, but from now on, I'm not going to say nothing till you talk to Hakeem. I'm out of this.
Darcy couldn't believe her ears. Tara had practically been lying right to her face. And how long had it been going on? 2 days? 2 months? Darcy's mind began spinning. She felt like she'd been kicked in the stomach and slapped in the face at the same time.
I can't believe you. I trusted you with everything, Tara. How could you do this?
You're supposed to be my friend, Darcy exclaimed.
I am your friend, but I'm Hakeem's friend too, Tara replied. I've known him since I was 5 years old. Him and Coop's like brothers, and I hear everything because of it. But it ain't right for me to be telling everybody secrets, especially when the secrets can hurt people.
That's not right, Tara. After everything I've told you, you shouldn't be lying to me about Hakeem.
Don't get in my face calling me a liar. Nothing I said was a lie. And I gave you both the same advice. Talk to each other.
Maybe I kept Hakeem's secret, but I also kept yours, Tara said, sitting up and waving her long nailed finger at Darcy.
Remember, you haven't told him everything either.
Darcy felt her pulse throb and her ears begin to ring. For a second, she wanted to slap Tara's wide face. Who was she to practically bring up Brian in the middle of a crowded classroom? How dare she act like Darcy's secret was the same as hiding the truth about Hakeem?
I can't believe you just said that. That's totally different.
Why? Tara challenged.
You two are supposed to be close, but you keep stuff from him.
He keeps it from you. What's different about that?
But I trusted you.
I didn't break no promises to you, Tara cut back. I ain't done nothing but try to get you two to talk since he got back. The only difference is you want me to tell you his secrets and hide yours. That ain't right, and it ain't fair to expect me to do that.
Fair? Darcy yelled back.
She couldn't believe how angry she was at Tara. Since they became friends, she never imagined a time that they could yell at each other. But now she couldn't stop.
I'll tell you what fair is, Tara. Fair is being straight up with me. Fair is telling me the truth when you say nothing is wrong. Fair is knowing that what happened to me this summer is different than Hakeem kissing some girl at the mall on Saturday. If I saw Cooper doing that, you'd be the first person I'd tell, no matter what he said, because it's the right thing to do.
Darcy hammered back.
I've been trying to do the right thing, Darcy, but I couldn't tell you because if I did, you'd lose it, and there'd be no chance of you and Hakeem getting back together, Tara admitted.
Well, there's no chance of that now, Darcy said. We're done.
Aw, snap,
said a boy in the front of the classroom. Tara shook her head in frustration. Darcy knew Brisana was taking in every word, but she didn't care. Just then, someone snickered, and Darcy noticed that everyone in the class had suddenly turned toward the front of the room. She looked up and saw a middle-aged white man in tan pants and a lab coat. He was sitting on top of the teacher's desk. Darcy had not even heard him enter the classroom.
Are you two finished?
He asked. Someone giggled. Overhead, the bell signaling the start of class blared loudly, breaking the moment. Darcy took a deep breath. She swallowed down her anger like a poison that left a bitter taste in her mouth.
Yeah, we're done all right, she grumbled.
Oh, come on, Darce,
Tara whispered, crossing her arms and slumping back in her chair.
Don't be that way.
Darcy could feel tears trying to gather in her eyes, but her resentment was stronger, holding the tears back, planting the hurt deep in her gut where it could grow like a tumor. As soon as class ended, Darcy stood up at her desk. She saw Tara attempt to reach out to her and heard the beginning of an apology, but it didn't matter. Without a word, Darcy turned around, grabbed her things, and walked out, leaving her old friend behind.